If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We need to find out what's going on the other side of the world. We have terrorism analyst and DePaul professor Tom Makaitis joining us this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Wendy.
All right. Last I heard, there were some accusations and violations of the ceasefire that was going on in the Middle East. What have you got for us? What's the latest?
Well, the fact that the president has rushed his son-in-law, his vice president, and his chief negotiator over to Israel does encourage me to believe he's really engaged in trying to make this thing work. But I can tell you, disengaging from an urban conflict of this kind is incredibly challenging, and the number of potential flashpoints is quite high. I don't think the main Hamas organization violated the ceasefire. What they're doing now is struggling to try to get control over the whole enclave, because there's a great deal of lawlessness. There are armed clan-based gangs and so on. And the other complication is the Netanyahu government really doesn't want this and would welcome, I think, an excuse to go back to war, which is why they quickly struck as hard as they did. Two of his ministers have said, they really want Palestinians expelled and the land appropriated and occupied.
As for hostages, has Hamas failed to return all of the bodies of the hostages that are deceased?
They have, but in all fairness, I very much doubt that they can. I mean, you're talking about rubble on top of rubble. There are Palestinians who've gone back to where they used to live, and they say they can't find the graves of their own loved ones, never mind locating the hostages. So, when you've bombed a place multiple times, that doesn't surprise me. The Turks have offered to bring in heavy equipment, and they've had so much experience dealing with earthquakes, they could do it. The Israelis won't let them in. So I don't see that as a deal breaker as long as Hamas continues to try to work. And it's, as long as we stay engaged. If not, anything can become a pretext for going back to war.
And, I mean, we have to give credit where credit is due. The ceasefire is something that sounds incredible if it works. What happens moving forward?
Well, that's the real challenge. I mean, people need to understand this is not a peace deal. It's a ceasefire. It's a 20-point program. We're only through, maybe two or three of the points. And the other ones are tenuous and conditional and, even more fragile. And the president has a very short attention span. Will he continue to engage? But the next step would be to get in international peacekeepers from other Arab states. They're very hesitant now until there's order in Gaza. And the big sticking point is, will Hamas give up its control and its weapons? And to the chagrin of many in Israel, it's very clear Hamas is not defeated. They really have a great deal of capability. Yeah, they've held out in underground in tunnels and managed to survive the onslaught. Now they're trying to establish order in Gaza. I know that's not a bad thing. Everyone wishes someone else were able to do it, but hopefully that will come later.
What about humanitarian aid? Is that up and running again?
I think the other thing is Israel needs to stop using it as leverage in war. I mean, it's one thing to retaliate, another to cut off, to shut off the crossing, in the south, which is one of the main entry points for aid. So it's getting better, but there still isn't enough to provide for everybody.
And so, where do people follow you? Where's on X? I still want to say Twitter.
Yeah, my name is at Dr. Makaitis, or a better place probably would be LinkedIn if you're a member of that. That would be the two places. That's where I put both places. I put all my editorials. The Hill is the other. That's what I write. I do editorials for.
Yes. Makaitis is spelled MOCKAITIS. All right. I have often called you human Prozac, my human Prozac, because usually you make me feel better about things. What do you have for me today?
Well, what I have for you is a small but not insignificant dose, and that is to say that I continue to be hopeful. And I was not a couple of days ago when the attack and the retaliation occurred. But as I said, the quick engagement of the administration shows that he's got a lot, you know, of ego and everything else invested. He announced this big peace in our time kind of deal in the Middle East, so he's not about to let this thing easily collapse, although, you know, that may still happen. But so far, things are looking, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic, but that's better than having no hope at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we have. I keep my fingers crossed. I hope. The Palestinian people, are there even any left?
Oh, the vast majority are left. I mean, you had about 2 million people, you know, 68,000 killed is a horrific, number of casualties for the loss of 1,200 in Israel. I mean, I don't justify either action, to be very, very clear. October 7th was horrific, but the retaliation is, you know, I think above and beyond what was called for, given, proportionality and things of that nature. The vast majority are alive. The other real long-term concern is the legacy of bitterness. Nobody gets over losing their child, you know, and unfortunately, you know, you've created a lot of embittered people, and you could be sowing the dragon's teeth for the next generation of extremists.
Yeah, well, that's why we have you. You need to explain all this to us, Tom. I really appreciate you coming on, and you can follow Tom Mikaitis. You just Google him. That's the easiest thing, and his name is spelled Mokaitis, Tom Mikaitis. Thank you so very much for joining us, Tom.
Have a nice day.
You as well. He is a professor over at DePaul, and he is a terrorism analyst. And I just wish I paid more attention in history classes in school, because I would love to have a professor like that.